Elena?
Let's slow our frequency down in your Merkaba to 140%. From the awareness of your sacred heart, continue holding in this present moment the frequencies and light codes of your prime directive that are now permanently imprinted in your first five chakras as we begin with the next segment of today's journey. The beings of the creative realm who are building the new crucible have invited us to participate in this magnificent creation by contributing your specific and individuated frequencies of your prime directive. If we have not yet fully impressed upon your awareness just how significant the gift of consciously receiving and remembering your prime directive was and is, let us do so now. Remembering and living your prime directive is the single most important key to your personal ascension journey that you could ever receive while in human form. This gift from the prime creator to you is a beautiful, brilliant, radiant, and luminescent light code that forever connects you with the source of all there is. It is now becoming the primary means by which the creator chooses to express itself through the beauty of you as a soul spirit. Now let's increase your vibration back to 145% light. Within your Merkaba field, enter the coordinates for the Angelic Lake Portal in Arkansas, where the etheric crystal resides. Since we last saw our etheric crystal, it has continued to expand and transform. It is now massive and covers most of the lake. The heart of the etheric crystal is now located in front of Joan and John's home. So be sure to say hello as you pass over. As we arrive at the lake portal, you will see the etheric crystal extending from the bottom of the lake well into the space above the water, radiating with new light codes. Maneuver your Merkaba vehicle into the frequency bands of light surrounding the etheric crystal. Allow these enhanced light frequencies to be received by your light body through your sacred heart and into your unified field. Continue that flow into the inner chamber of your Merkaba light vehicle. Allow it then to move into the entirety of your Merkaba vehicle and Merkaba field of light. This is yet another refinement to your light body, Merkaba vehicle, and entire unified field. And this includes your sacred heart. As you are now aware, we are being pushed to receive and hold higher and higher streams of light energetics. Take a few deep breaths and remain aware and conscious. If you will notice, our 12th dimensional, multifaceted magenta diamond is now sitting on the etheric crystal. What an incredible sight. In attendance are our four archangels, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael, who watch over the lake portal and the etheric crystal, and who have dedicated themselves to our collective ascension journey. They will be our guides again today as we travel deep into the void of the cosmic womb, to the realm where the crucible is being created. They will also be our escorts as we deliver the frequencies of our prime directive. So increase the frequency of your Merkaba light vehicle back to 150% light. Follow the archangels into the center of our magenta diamond, which is our entry into the stargates. As we travel with ever-increasing speeds, making many turns at various and at times sharp angles, once again, we will reach superluminal speeds. Traveling ever deeper through and into far distant galaxies. As we near our destination and the exit point of the Stargate, we begin slowing down. To exit the Stargate, we must pass through a force field. Once you clear the force field, dock and exit your Merkaba vehicle. Follow the archangels, moving softly and respectfully as to not disturb anything. Everything here is shrouded in a heavy blanket of swirling mist. We are directed to gather together and sit on what we would interpret as the ground. Now, this is not the same place where we left our crucible. It has been transported to this distant and even more rarefied realm. You should be able to feel that this is another environment that is, again, vastly different from any others we have experienced. The invitation for us to journey here was only given after much discussion and consideration due to the ultra and extreme pristine nature of this creative cosmic realm. An exception was granted because the Council of 12, along with the creative beings of this realm, believe it is vitally important for each of us as part of this collective to contribute to the formulation of the new crucible. Doing so will have far-reaching effects for millenniums to come. This is how valued and important they consider each of us to be. So take a couple of deep breaths. And we will begin. Taking only one of us at a time, two archangels, each taking a hand, are guiding you deep into the thickening mist. You realize you are no longer walking, but are floating. You move further and further into the luminous, spiraling mist. You can feel a change in the atmosphere surrounding you. The mist is morphing and has more viscosity, more substance. As you near the center, the intensity of the frequencies are increasing exponentially. Once you reach the core, there is a wide vertical stream of light. The archangels step back once they place you suspended in the center of this light stream. Very, very slowly, you begin to spin in the light and the spiraling plasmic mist. Light is increasing. With your purest of intentions, from your divine sacred heart, begin to transmit the radiant light and color codes, geometries, frequencies, and harmonics of your prime directive, along with the element of love, into the plasmic field surrounding you. And as you emit your uniquely personal light codes and frequencies that are exclusive to you, you might see the colors of your light codes, or perhaps feel the vibrations of your harmonic tones. Your divine codes and frequencies will be gathered by the creative beings and then woven with gossamer strands of light into the lattice of the crystalline matrix, creating our new sacred space. The transmission is complete. The light reduces and you stop spinning. The two archangels are back at your side, and taking your hands, they escort you out of this plasmic matrix. Without them, we would become very disoriented. You are returned to sit where you were earlier as we wait for everyone to finish. And while you wait, take this time and reflect on all that you have just experienced and the immensity of the honor you have been given to participate at this level in the unfolding of this divine master plan. It appears everyone is done. So let's return to our Makava light vehicles. Be sure they are set to 150% light. Following the archangels, we once again will pass through the force field back into the corridor of the Stargate. Prepare to accelerate to superluminal speeds as we travel the many gateways back to the etheric crystal. When you slow down, you will exit the Stargate through the center of the magenta diamond. Let's take a moment and together thank the archangels for being our escorts and for all they provide for us. You may wish to imprint the vision of this magnificent etheric crystal and the magenta diamond into your memory banks. As we leave, give Joan and John a nod with your Merkaba, and now return to where your physical body is sitting. Take some breaths. Be conscious and aware of your surroundings. Wiggle your toes. So in our quiet time over the next weeks, begin consciously transmitting your prime directive and all the newly refined frequencies that you now hold in your light body to your physical body. We're all undergoing major changes on every level. Drink lots of water. Honor your quiet time and sit and the expanded awareness of yourself as an ascending master of light. This transmission is complete. So before we close the session, I'm going to try to change the graphic behind me because I want to show you something, but let me see if I can do this without losing everyone. It's not, so we'll post it on the Facebook page for them. So it's a graphic that I found that for me looks very much like what we just saw in that core of where our crucible is being created. So with that, we will close our session. So blessings, everyone.
Blessings.
Blessings.